You're a bit older than my other trick-or-treaters tonight. No, of course not. The pursuit of delight should not be confined to just children. A young man should be permitted to partake as well. Oh, what do we have here? A vampire, perhaps? Wait, let me guess. Lestat? Yes. Haven't had a lot of him for a while now. Did you fashion the costume yourself? It's very well made. So, Master Vampire, have you come to feast upon me? No need to say anything. Your eyes have answered for you. I wouldn't display such decolletage if I did not wish you to look. It's perfectly natural. I do have a bit of a problem, though. I seem to be out of candy. Yes, it's quite late, and I believe the last group cleaned me out. They're a horde of tiny witches. I believe that unless I provide you with some kind of treat, you are obligated to perform some manner of cruel prank on me. No, I understand you don't wish to, but tradition must be obeyed. Perhaps that could be avoided. If you were to come inside, then I'm sure I could find something sweet for you to eat. You look unsure. Do you worry if it's inappropriate for you to enter? It is true, I live alone on this desolate street. No husband or even a hound to protect me. But I'm sure that I'm safe with you. Aren't I? Good. And of course, you may be young, but you're quite virile. I can't imagine I could ever pose a threat to you. So, why not accept my invitation? Unless you have somewhere you'd rather be. Good. I do so enjoy the company of attractive boys. I'm sorry, men. Thank you. I do try to keep my house in order. A confession? To me? Oh, how delightful. You came here on a dare? No, of course I'm not offended. It's in the nature of young bucks to do such things, and I do love your bravery. What do they say about me now? Is it that I'm a witch? Or that my house is haunted? They told you I was an old hag who eats men? Well, they're half right. Oh, I didn't say anything. Make yourself at home a moment. I'll be right back with your refreshment. Here you go. It's just a bit of warm spiced wine. Surely you've had stronger stuff before, and you do look very cold. Oh no, I'm certain you've caught a chill. Maybe if I just... There. I find that when I sit in a young man's lap, he nearly always warms up. Well, part of you is warmed up. Oh, no, don't be embarrassed. I'm always flattered when men's bodies react to me. In fact, that's why I'm sitting here, to provoke such a reaction. Have you never had a woman sit in your lap before? Pity. Well then, you've never had a woman lean in, her hot breath on your lips, and... Let me just turn around and straddle you. I do love how my dress allows me to do such things and still remain presentable. Can you feel that, love? Can you feel how close the warmth is, grinding against you? Can you feel my wet heat beckoning for you? Are you nervous? You don't need to be. I know you're a virgin. I quite prefer my men unspoiled. Well, to start anyway. Then I don't have to untrain any bad habits. How did I know? Well, you have a certain anxiety, and of course your scent gave you away. Oh, yes, purity such as yours has quite a recognizable scent, as does boldness and arousal. You're ready, aren't you? I'm so ready, too. I need you. Now. No, just sit there. I'll unzip you, and... Oh my, you are quite the growing boy, aren't you? No, I don't need to take anything off. I removed my undergarments while I was getting you your refreshment. Let me just slide down on your... Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. What a fine specimen you are. Fuck. Like that, my darling boy. Squeeze my breasts. Harder. Yes. Oh, I see you're getting close. What? You don't want to come until I do? Oh, how adorable. Don't wait for me. Making you come will... It'll make me... Oh, fuck. I feel you smelling. Pulsing. Filling me. That was nice. You seem much more relaxed. You know, I would bet a young virile man like yourself is quite a bit more to give me tonight. Let's just see what we can do to wake up that beast of yours, shall we? I could try stroking him until he wakes again, but I think I'll just kiss you on your neck and your chest. And then your stomach. And your thigh. And finally, your glorious young cock. In fact, it's so delicious, I might just have to take a little bite. Delicious. So much. All for me. Oh, don't panic. It does look like rather a lot of blood, but really, you have a great deal more. Let me just lick it better. See? Those awful puncture wounds are closing. Although, you look rather pale. Are you sure you're feeling quite well? You do seem to be having trouble getting your phone out. Oh, you seem to have started to call someone? Well, let me just take that from you. What am I doing? Why, I'm breaking it, of course. It would be such a shame if we were interrupted now. I've only come once and you still have quite a bit of fluid in you still. Oh, yes, I'm gonna fuck you again. And you're going to like it, you darling boy. You'll cry out in pleasure and fear and fill me with your virile seed even as I steal the life from your veins. Why? Because you're weak and a man, and thus easy prey for beauty and sensual promises. Oh yes, I will probably kill you, unless you prove to be extraordinary. Are you extraordinary? I doubt it. I suspect that yet another desiccated corpse will be found in the woods in a few days. Quite a waste, but I do have my appetites. Oh, it's no good panicking now. The spider invited you into her web, and you accepted. You might as well enjoy her attentions. And who knows? She may let you live. Well, perhaps if you gave me more blood and cum and a child. Yes, I could do with a child. It's been quite a long time since I last had a little angel of joy in my home. What would I do with a child? Why, I'd raise it, of course. Care for it, love it. Suckle it on sweet mother's blood. Teach it to hunt and prey on the weak. Like its father. So, I'll give you one more chance. That's more than I usually give. Yes, that's right. I'll let you walk free. Back with a story that no one will ever believe. And sweet thoughts of erotic terror. Now let me just lift you up, yes, and place you right here on my soft rug by the fire. And let me just remove your shirt and pull down your pants. Yes, very nice. Now I'll just slip out of this dress. Yes, I see that your member still finds me enchanting. How delightful. Now, I'll just straddle you, and no. You mustn't resist. This is how things are going to be. Very well. I'll just have to pin your hands down then. I see that made your cock twitch. You dirty, dirty boy. Let me just slide down and... Ugh. Fuck. Are you bigger? Has fear made you harder, my dear boy? Well, at least you won't die a virgin. Yes. Give me the last of your strength. Give it to me. Yes. I can feel it building. You're almost there. Almost to freedom. And I think I'll just take another taste. Mm. It really isn't fair to call you a disappointment. You did make it to the very end before you began to pass. Then you made me come again, you darling boy. perhaps. Oh, yes, I feel it happening already. I'm definitely with child. yes, let that be your last thought. Oh, as I watch the light leave your bright, youthful eyes. At least you'll die a father.